You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we start off the year with a personal finance segment that I think might just help us throughout the year, help us start the year off on the right note. We're going to be taking a look at how to recover from the December hangover and how to financially plan for your January going forward. I'm joined on the line by Certified Financial Planner at Fiscal Private Client Services, Johan Rousseau, to take a look at this. Good evening, Johan. Thanks so much for taking the time. December is typically very different in behavior from December, the month itself, especially when it comes to the financial spend. And typically we enter the 16 months or 16 weeks of January thereafter, because January just feels like it drags on for so long. But how can we do this differently this time around?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. I think, firstly, compliments of the season. To start off, you know, December is not a month. It's a state of mind in South Africa. You know, the beer tastes a lot better, it's a lot colder, the vibes are going, and you know, people are enjoying their well-deserved time off. But with December, you know, the inevitable January comes along, and you know, you all of a sudden wake up, you've got 50 rand that leaves you for that you need to live off for the rest of the month, and you need to plan accordingly for that. And I think the main thing that we can do in our personal finances is to plan ahead for next December. That's sort of the first step that you can have a look at, is to plan better for the next time this comes around. Another quite helpful tip that I can give people to do is to face the music. I think the first step to recovery is acknowledging the situation that you find yourself in. It's worth it to, you know, take a deep breath, review your bank statements, look where you might have been overspending, and you know, any debts that you might have incurred during the month of December, and do an honest assessment. Have a look at your finances and see how and where you can prioritize, and you know, see where you can improve your financial situation for the year ahead. My first tip that I would say is to try and create a simple budget for January and the next couple of months. Categorize your expenses, you know, try and determine what's essential expenses, what's non-essential, what needs to go into debt repayments, and allocate your remaining funds accordingly. You know, this visual representation that you get will help you make more informed financial decisions down the line.
Johan, you've said quite a bit that I want to dig into, especially around some of the little tips and handy things that you can put in place to prepare for the next December. But in between all of this, I mean, January is typically a month that does feel quite stretched. It is something that you want to get through. And it's also a good time, as you said, to put in place to do some reflection on what your December spend looked like, and also what your planning looked like coming into January. When we're in the month of January and you are now reviewing some of the things, right, is this a good time to introduce things like New Year's resolutions around things you don't need? So cutting back on some expenses, or perhaps deferring some of the expenses, or even reviewing some of the subscriptions that we all love to take on at a moment's notice.
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, the first thing is to set yourself some New Year's resolutions. Find out, you know, what you want to achieve in this year. And the first step that you can take there is trying to trim the fat, have a look, have an honest look back at your financial situation, do an honest assessment of your finances. And, you know, as I said, trim the fat, try and cut back on non-essential spending. You know, while it might be tempting to continue the festive season splurge, in January, it's normally a time to tighten the purse strings a little bit. You know, evaluate your spending habits and identify areas where you can cut back. I know from my personal circumstances, and you know, from dealing with clients, a lot of us have subscriptions we no longer use, for example, or you know, we might have insurance that we haven't reviewed in a couple of years. It's very important to go through your budget with a fine-tooth comb and see, you know, where and how we can trim the fat a little bit and reduce the expenses accordingly. You know, and a very handy tip that I've sort of seen is that they call it the 30-day rule. So if you wait 30 days before you make a non-essential purchase, you know, just have a little bit of a pause, wait for 30 days. And if you still need this item after the 30 day pause, you know, then by all means, go ahead and purchase it. But in many, many times, you know, if you don't need it immediately and you just take a little bit of a step backwards and you wait for a couple of days, you know, then that something isn't an essential expense that you need to pay. And another useful tip I'd say is, as I said, you know, review your bills and expenses and subscriptions. There's many times that, you know, you're paying for something that you might not have used, whether it be a streaming service that, you know, you might have used once in the last couple of months. You know, see if you actually still have that subscription going off your bank account, because it might be a couple of hundred rand, but you know, it does add up in the bigger scheme of things, especially in a month like January, where you're trying to, you know, trim the fat and, you know, tighten the belt a little bit. And yeah, I think, you know, another thing is, don't be afraid to ask for discounts, and don't be afraid to review stuff like your insurance premiums, like your Wi-Fi bills. You know, many times, you know, if you've got a good track record and you can go to the service providers with that track record and say, you know, can you review my premiums? They're more than willing to come to the table. So that's another useful tip that you can have a look at when you know, facing the trials and tribulations of January.
And I suppose those 100 rands or so that you are saving here and there, you can always redirect towards things like savings and that sort of thing. Johan, I want to look at the shift that we're seeing. We spoke about the fact that a lot of people should be reviewing their spend and adjusting to the new year. There's also a separate conversation that's been had in the past around people wanting to increase their income. So adjusting this expenditure side of the budget is one side of it, but increasing and adjusting the income side of it is something else that people can explore. Would you recommend that side hustles be looked at in this new year?
Absolutely. If it's at all possible, you know, doing a side hustle, having some extra income coming in, it can make a really, really big difference. And it doesn't need to, you know, replace your salary or your income completely, but just a little bit helps, and it goes a long way. We're seeing quite an uptick in people, you know, joining the gig economy. You know, there's numerous opportunities to earn extra income. You know, you can do some freelancing, you can do tutoring, you can sell some products online or rent out a spare room. You know, you can, you know, do help with delivery services, those kinds of things. There are many, many ways where you can increase your income to help sort of alleviate some of the pressure on your budget. And, you know, if it's at all possible to, you know, align these side hustles with your skills and interest, you know, you can build a sustainable business on the side that can actually supplement your income quite nicely.
As Johan said, December is a state of mind. The beer certainly does taste better during that month, but we are no longer in that month and we need to plan ahead for the 2025 year. Speak to a financial consultant, get some advice around the best way to draw up the budgets, the best way to unlock some of the tips that Johan has mentioned, so that you can make the most of the 2025 year and have an even better December at the end of this year. We'll leave the conversation there, Johan. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Johan Rousseau, certified financial planner at Fiscal Private Client Services, joining me for this week's Personal Finance.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.